This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks at Fenway Park. As you might have heard, the Red Sox opened the park today to the public. A Fenway Park open house one day ahead of the big 100-year anniversary celebration tomorrow. So hundreds of fans have been coming in here, strolling along the field, peering inside the green monster, learning a little about the history of one of the country's oldest living ballparks.
It's an ugly blue wall. Didn't look right out here in left field. So they already had this green color in a couple areas of the park, decided to paint it that exact same shade back in 1947. But it was just kind of a nickname for a while. People would call it the Green Monster. A lot of people just called it the Wall. There are a lot of different nicknames here.
So I'm up in the Green Monster seats right now, the beautiful green field spread out below me. And all week, we've been hearing stories of favorite Fenway Park memories, and there are plenty of those here today. And so I'm here with Irene Albert, who came from Ireland, but she's been living in Boston since 1967. That was a big year for the Red Sox.
I saw Yaz playing.
You saw Carl Yastrzemski.
I was with a big bunch of nuns that day. It was Nuns Day.
And so what we're asking fans of the Red Sox and Fenway Park, what's your favorite memory of all these years that we've been enjoying Fenway Park?
My favorite memory to me was when they were down against the Yankees, 3-0, and they came back. That was definitely the favorite.
That was the 2004 American League Championship Series, yep.
So I'm Steve Handel, cousin-in-law.
Irene. So Irene is your cousin-in-law.
Right.
100 years of Fenway Park, what's your favorite memory?
I think the most interesting visual moment that streaks out, just as a single moment, is the Carlton Fisk moment when he's pushing the ball over to be fair.
So game six of the...
And then, of course, you like to forget the next one.
You mean the game seven that we lost.
Right.
My name is Richard Albert from South Boston.
I was a Braves fan.
Boston Braves, of course.
Braves.
The other Boston team.
I remember 1948. Do you remember that? No, you don't.
It's a little before my time. Tell me what happened in 1948.
World Series, up for grabs. The Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians ended in a dead heat in 1948, and they flipped a coin. I remember the excitement. They flipped a coin. Where were they going to play the playoff game? Because it was dead even at the end. My father got tickets right here.
Right here at Fenway.
And, of course, the Red Sox lost. And, ironically, the reason they lost was because of a gentleman named Lou Boudreau. Now, you may not know, Lou Boudreau eventually became manager of the Boston Red Sox.
Right.
But he was a Cleveland Indian shortstop. And it hurts too much to think about that year. We almost had a Subway Series. Imagine going from Braves Field, which is now where Boston University Field is, Nickerson Field.
Yeah. It's an interesting thought. You wouldn't even need to take the subway.
I belong to the knothole gang.
The knothole gang?
Oh, the metaphor was you look through a wooden fence, you could see the baseball game.
Oh,
that's the, of course, you actually got in. 10 cents.
So what I remember from the old days at Fenway Park was there was a big billboard somewhere around there. This was before the big scoreboard was built. And people, kids would actually climb up there and watch the whole game. Yeah. Do you remember that?
My father.
I remember seeing people climb that, or people would climb up along on the top of the wall to get rid of baseballs that had been hit there during batting practice. Before there were any seats on top of the Green Monster, I always thought that would be the greatest place to sit and watch a game.
So we're up here on the Green Monster, above the Green Monster seats. Nice perspective on the field, isn't it?
Wouldn't you like to have a lawn like that?
Well, folks, thanks so much for sharing those memories with us about Fenway Park. And listeners, the park will remain open to the public until 7 p.m. tonight.
Now, as much as it might pain Anthony, we will be dragging him back from the park to the studio.
And here I am through the magic of radio.
Although I do know you wish you were still down at Fenway.
It was a beautiful day down there.
It sounded like a fun time. In 1948, of course, who could forget?